name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I thank God for giving me a chance to come at this Holy Pascha. And I thank Gutsa Abuna Pshui for his love and his humility to give me this chance. I am so joyful to be here. And today, on the Wednesday of the Holy Pascha, we know very well that this is about the preparation. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 apostles, of the great men, great saints, went to the Jews by himself, asking them how much to give me to deliver Jesus to them. So he made it too easy for them. They were looking for this opportunity. And when we ask, why did you do this? And first, because Satan entered into him. And he had one of the deadly sins. The church fathers, they call it avarice. Avarice is the loving of money. The loving of money. And this is one of the 8 deadly sins, or the 8 deadly thoughts. And this is what we will talk about it this evening, God willing. The 8 deadly sins. Some people, they think this is from the Catholic Church. But actually, it is older than this. It is more ancient than this. Because it is in the writings of Origen the Scholar and Evagrius mentioned the 8 deadly sins. And Abba Isaac of the Skeets. And John Cassian mentioned it, but he refers it to Saint Serapion. They call it on the training of a monk. And actually, Saint Serapion, when he talked about these 8 deadly sins, he said this are similar to the 7 nations in Canaan plus Egypt. 7 nations in Canaan plus Egypt. And Saint Nellus of Sinai, he mentioned also the 8 deadly thoughts. Why we talk about it? Because sin in general is deadly. But these specific sins, it gives a chance to other sins. This is why the Church Fathers talked about it. What is these sins? Number one is gluttony. Gluttony, loving of eating. We eat too much. I love the delicious foods. And Esau lost his birthright because of the sin. And St. Paul said in his epistle to Philippians chapter 3, whose God is their belly. Whose God is their belly. Because they think the matter of food, what we eat, it takes too much from their thoughts. And in the book of Hosea, the first book of the 12 minor prophets, he said they were filled with and their heart was exalted. They were filled and their heart was exalted. Therefore, they forgot me. and how we take care to be watchful against the sin through fasting and asceticism. Through fasting and asceticism. The second sin is fornication. Because it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, these verses has a list of sins. St. Paul said, do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, etc., will inherit the kingdom of God. He mentioned more sins. But what we mentioned now, it is the sin of lust. It has different forms. Fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, and other kinds. And nowadays, you hear a lot about the homosexuality. And once someone asked me, what is the view of the Coptic Orthodox Church regarding homosexuality? So I told him, our view is what the scriptures tell us. The scriptures say this is a sin. This is a profane. And he asked me, where is in the Bible? I told him 8 references. 4 in the Old Testament and 4 in the New Testament. It is easy to know it because it is in numbers. In the Old Testament, it is 18, 19, 20. Chapters 18 and 20 in the book of Leviticus. Chapter 19 in the book of Genesis. And chapter 19 also in the book of Judges. So 18, 19, 20. 18 and 20 in the book of Leviticus, and 19 in Genesis, and 19 in Judges. 4 in the New Testament, 1:1:1. Romans chapter 1. And 1 Timothy chapter 1. And Judas, or Judah chapter 1, because it is just one chapter. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And St. Paul said also in his epistle to Ephesians chapter 5, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you. أما الزنا فلا يسمى بينكم. Period. And through repentance, adulterers became saints. Because repentance, metanoia, a changing of mind to change our lives. Number 3 is the avarice. Avarice, loving of money. St. Paul said the famous verse in 1 Timothy chapter 6. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. محبة المال أصل لكل الشرور. أصل لكل الشرور. And we know now the effect of avarice on Judas Iscariot made him to betray his master. to betray the Son of God. He regretted, and he couldn't bear to have the 30 pieces of silver. He tried to return it back, but he had despair, so he killed himself. And we know chapter 5 in Acts and chapter 5 in 2 Kings. Chapter 5 in Acts, Ananias and Sapphira. And how the sin, it was the cause of their death, and they lied, they cheated, they hid the money. And in 2 Kings chapter 5, Gehazi, the disciple of Elisha, the prophet, it was embarrassing. After Elisha, the prophet, rejected the gifts of Naaman the Syrian, and he showed him that God healed you, it is not because of money. We are not looking for a wage, for a price, for these materials. And Gehazi to run after him and to lie and to make a story to take some. Embarrassing. And it was the cause of his leprosy. And in the book of Joshua, chapter 7, Achan, he made the people of Israel to be defeated. And because of his sin, 36 people were killed. And we ask God to give us to be content. And we have our faith more precious. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our treasure. And we know for sure that we will take nothing with us after this life. Number 4 is sloth or laziness, sluggishness. Is this one of the deadly sins? Yes. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 6, it is written, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing. And it is written also, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. تعلم من النملة أيها الكسلان. تعلم من النملة أيها الكسلان. Laziness is one of the deadly sins. And actually, according to the writings of St. John Chrysostom, the Golden Mouth, it was the sin of David the prophet. David the prophet, in 2 Samuel chapter 11, he didn't go with the army to the war because of laziness. So he stayed and he had time and he felt it is boring. So he ascended on the roof and he saw the women and he fell in sin. And when God sent to him Nathan the prophet, one prophet to correct another prophet, as one physician to go to another physician. And St. John Chrysostom, he said that, look to the sin and its effect in the life of David the prophet. He said, David the prophet is a pearl in mud. But he repented. After he repented, every time the army to go to the war, he used to go with them. Till he became too old to go to the war. And he was about to be killed. So the chief of the army told him, please stay home. Don't come with us anymore. Don't to distinguish the lamp of Israel. لا تطفئ سراج إسرائيل. But he learned. And why we talk about it? Because sometimes I feel lazy. Lazy to serve God. Or I am lazy to come to the church. Or I am lazy to read the scriptures. Or to pray. Or to help others. To do good in general. I should to think about what is the tasks to do. Yesterday, our Lord Jesus Christ said a parable about the two sons. And to each he said, my son, go work today. It is urgent. Go work today in my vineyard. The first one, he said, I will not. Rude. But he repented. And he went. The second son, he said, I will, sir. But he didn't. Polite, but lazy. Stubborn. He was good to talk. Swift tongue, but slow feet. He didn't. So, our Lord Jesus will judge us according to our deeds. And to the angels of the churches of Revelation, he used to say, I know your work. I know your work. And he will reward every one of us according to his deeds, because Christianity is practical. And St. James said it very clear, faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead. And work without love also is dead. According to 1 Corinthians Chapter 13. Number 5 is dejection. What is dejection? In Arabic, it is harder than the English also. Because in Arabic, it is a dagger. What is a dagger? A dagger. Sadness. It is mentioned too many times in the books of Philokalia, dejection. The fathers said that dejection eats the heart of the soul. Eats the heart of the soul. What it means that sometimes Satan tempts us through bringing all the negatives and make us to be sad, sorrowful, bad one, bad sorrow. And for some people, it leads to depression. And they feel no interest to communicate with others, even to come to the church, because they have no purpose through dejection. And St. Paul warned against this sin in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Do you remember the sinner of Corinth? St. Paul excommunicated him in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, he gave him the absolution. And he said in chapter 2 in 2 Corinthians, lest perhaps such one be swallowed up with too much sorrow. Too much sorrow will swallow him. What it means? Sorrow is good when we feel sorrow because of our sin and repentance, but with the right dose. I will tell you a story. It is a real, it happened with one of the Saidis. I know him very well. I am Said. He went to the physician, he was sick, and the physician gave him syrup, gave him medicine to take one spoon three times a day. When he returned home and he took one spoon, he said, "One spoon? That does nothing. It doesn't come to my stomach." So he drank the whole bottle. They took him to the hospital overdose. So the medicine became the reason, the cause of sickness. Sorrow is a treatment, but overdose, it leads to dejection, depression. Don't let Satan to tempt you with too much sorrow. Number six is anger. Number six of the eight deadly sins is anger. Saint James the Apostle said in first chapter, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Because sometimes we do the opposite. We are swift to speak, slow to hear. I need what you are telling me to say it more often till I listen, till I obey, till I put it in action. But when we notice what St. James said, let every man to be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to wrath. And he said, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. غضب الإنسان لا يصنع بر الله. غضب الإنسان لا يصنع بر الله. And St. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. لا تغرب الشمس على غصكم. Some people when they get angry or upset, it lasts with them for days. Some people maybe for weeks. And Saint Paul said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Once I read a story about a monk. He had this sin, anger. And he used it to pray and to ask our Lord Jesus to uproot this vice from his life. And once he knelt down before the icon of our Lord Jesus Christ, begging him with tears to help him to overcome this sin. After he prayed, he left and he met another monk and he got angry. They talked with one another, he got angry. So he returned back to the icon and telling our Lord Jesus, I was begging you to help me to overcome this sin. So our Lord Jesus from the icon, he answered him, my son, I heard you. This is why I give you opportunities to practice. I give you chances to practice. Because sometimes we think that it is miraculously that we will get rid of sin, but actually it needs practice by the help of God and God to support us with His grace. Number seven, it is the vain glory. It is the vain glory. The vain glory, sometimes they add to this number, it is the pride. And sometimes some of the fathers, they consider them as one, as this is why sometimes they call it seven deadly sins or eight deadly sins. Pride. Pride, you know that it is the sin of Satan, the devil. And when he tempted our parents, Adam and Eve, he tempted them also through this sin, pride. We come to the church, we pray, we worship God, we serve. But we should be watchful against this sin. Because it tempts the people who are in the church more. Pride, vainglory. I love others to praise me. Our Lord Jesus taught us that he didn't accept honors in the Gospel of St. John chapter 5. قال مجدا من الناس لست أقبل. مجدا من الناس لست أقبل. Pride is the sin of Satan. In the book of Isaiah chapter 14 verse 14. Actually it is verse 13 and 14, but it is easy to remember it when you know it is Isaiah 14:14. The five foolish I will. Five times Satan to say, I will, out of pride. And 14 plus 14, 28. It is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28. How Satan fell. How Satan fell. His creation, how God created him. Ezekiel 28, and the five foolish I will in Isaiah 14:14. And we have a verse in the scriptures. This verse is repeated three times. In Proverbs, in the Epistle of St. James, and in the first Epistle of St. Peter. God resists the proud, God resists the proud, but gives the grace to the humble. God resists the proud and gives the grace to the humble. These are the eight deadly thoughts: gluttony, fornication, avarice, laziness, dejection, anger, vainglory, and pride. May God uproot all the vices from our hearts and make us to imitate Him and to learn to live in virtues. And glory be to our God forever. Amen.